Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, we got the lights going.
Yeah.
In tribute to Big Ann tonight. What's up, everybody? It's Nicole Brazier here at AfterBuzz TV. This is AfterBuzz TV Mob Wives. And what you're listening to right now is Demi Lovato's Stars off her new album. And let me introduce my co-host, of course.
Yes. Hello, everybody. It's Howard III. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III. And, of course, my website, HowardIII.com.
And you can follow me at Nicole Brazier. Now, we just want to take a moment to get right into news and gossip here on AfterBuzz TV. Now, everybody knows that Big Ange has been diagnosed with stage 4 lung and brain cancer, and tonight, headlines have been kicking off before we tuned into Mob Wives tonight, announcing that Big Ange has passed away.
No.
But her family has brought to Twitter a post, and I'm going to read it for y'all in case you missed it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is just such sad news.
It is such sad news, and our prayers are always with Big Ange. So this is a representative of Angela's personal social media. The news that has been reported is totally inaccurate, all caps. Please respect her family and their privacy at this time. All of the media outlets currently reporting this are reporting, all caps, false information. No direct information has been given and will not be given at any time soon. Angela is still in the hospital, surrounded by her loved ones, and is fighting. Thank you. I mean, and this has gotten over 11,000 likes and 17,000 retweets.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people just love Big Ange. I mean, she's just such a mother figure. And, you know, she's like your auntie. Like, you just wish you had.
Mm-hmm. To all of us.
Yeah.
To, you know, fans and people who just didn't even know her, to even just meet her and be like, oh, I recognize you from that show. Right away, you could feel the love. And you can even feel it when you're watching Mob Wives, right? Like, mm-hmm. Every single Mob Wives loves her.
Definitely. Everybody. And everybody just has respect for her. So, I'm praying for her for this one.
Right. And to go into news and gossip a little bit more regarding Angela. Now, on Tuesday, she made an appearance on the Dr. Oz show. Did you catch it, Howard?
No, I missed it.
You didn't catch any videos of it. Basically, she just revealed that she left Neil, which we saw on tonight's episode.
So she officially left him?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely official. After 6 years.
Wow.
6 years of being with him. Can you imagine?
Oh, I left them together.
But how do you feel about her saying that she rather be alone than with him, especially going through this?
Exactly. I just really truly feel like she's hurting inside. I didn't like how she said that. I love her and Neil together. I think they fit each other, but it was just mind-blowing, really.
Yeah, and she is such a... It was exposed in this episode tonight about how she just doesn't want anyone to worry about her,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it just feels like maybe with Neil, she didn't feel the worry from him,
right.
You know, in regards to money and the bills piling up because of the cancer. So inevitably, instead of him giving her what she needed, he didn't. So she kicked him to the door.
I know. Ugh. I just think she was just stressed, you know?
Me too.
It was just stress blocking her, and she's dealing with all the, you know, these health issues.
Mm-hmm.
Just other things that step. I really hope they can come together and reconcile, especially in this time.
Right. Well, luckily for her, she has her whole family beside
her.
Especially tonight at the hospital. I did take the liberty of reaching out to Jen, the producer of Mob Wives, and she did give me a little bit of something through Gmail, and she said that they're all there by her side. Her family, just out of respect, doesn't want many statements being made, but she is still fighting. So
good.
here from AfterBuzz TV, we can confirm that Big Ange is still alive.
Yep. Exclusive. Only here.
Only here on AfterBuzz TV. So our prayers are with Big Ange. Mm. And one more thing in news and gossip. Howard, do you want to take it over with Drita doing a little craziness this past week?
So I don't know if you guys saw, but Drita from the show went in a whole other way. She and her husband, of course, she's on the streets, you know, husband Lee.
Yep.
He was parked in front of somebody else's house. They have their own little assigned parking spots. He kept parking there day in and day out until one day the lady came out and said, "Hey, you're in my parking spot." Lee wasn't having it, so he called Drita and things took a turn for the worse. Drita came, she heard two words from the lady, and they just start fighting right there on the porch.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we actually see a clip of Lee in this video. I've got it up here from TMZ exclusively. F-U TMZ. but yeah, so you can kind of hear it here. Ooh. Oh, and we can hear you live feeding through the back. But if you could hear all the bleeps, right? I mean, this is bad. And this is so typical Drita and her husband. I mean, what do you think about this, though? Do you think he had the right to call Drita into the madness?
I mean, it just shows you. She's true ride or die. You know what I mean? Like, he's having a problem with the lady. At least he has the respect to say, "I'm not going to touch this lady. I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to get my wife."
Oh, my wife do it. Yeah. My wife is notorious for doing that.
They're about that life, so.
And she got arrested, though, Drita.
Yeah, she got arrested on the spot.
And somebody passed out from pain? Was it the brawl got so heated that she later passed out from pain, and there was a minor concussion
of
the neighbor.
Yeah.
Leave it to Drita.
From the clip I saw, they were boxing.
These mob wives are definitely all under a little bit of stress right now, wouldn't you say? Yeah. I feel like the last thing they need to be doing, though, is causing more trouble.
Exactly. What do you think? I feel the same way. They should, you know, kind of lay low. This is
lay low right now.
You know, enjoy the last season.
Yeah.
They just need to
show us why you guys are who you are in a more positive way, especially with all the negative attention that's been going on.
Definitely. I
mean, with Big Ange and all. So we'll quickly just wrap up the news on Big Ange and say that her GoFund page did reach over $45,000 in funds for the cannabis oil, which I hope she'll still need as she continues fighting this battle. You know, it's sad to say, though, that she did admit to Dr. Oz that she has been suffering from depression since her diagnosis. It's an up and down, you know, it's been an up and down couple of months for her, and her chance for survival was 30%. And she just appeared on Dr. Oz on Tuesday. So how are you shocked by the fact that now the media is just saying that she's dead?
Definitely shocked because, you know, I didn't, even though she's going through this, she still looked pretty good. Her hair was short. It's a nice little shortcut. Like, I'm shocked they said 30%. I think Big Ange is really going to fight this one out. It's going to be a great story, a great comeback story.
Big, big prayers for Big Ange, for sure, especially tonight here at AfterBuzz TV. All right, guys, you can follow us, by the way, on YouTube. Please talk to us. I know some of you are in our live chat right now. We'd love to hear from you, answer your questions, and make sure to hashtag ABTV Mob Wives to join the conversation. So we could just dive into the episode and talk about the ball game and how they were all, pretty much everybody was there except Marissa.
Marissa.
Leaving Marissa out and kind of like, I don't know. I almost feel like Marissa's the oddball out in this episode.
Definitely.
The attention was on Brittany and Drita. So how do you feel about this relationship, especially regarding Karen?
Yeah. I like Brittany and Drita's relationship. I think they both kind of balance each other out. Mm-hmm. But we did see in this episode that Drita kind of turned a little bit on Brittany, but she came back. When she was sitting down with Marissa, I mean, we'll probably talk it further more into that. But I like their relationship together. I think Brittany and Drita.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Drita's like an older sister.
I could definitely see the fan girl in Brittany towards Drita. Yeah. But if she's willing to admit that that's how she was and that's how she's going to be and she's going to take a liking to Drita, then how can we argue with that? A obvious friendship that we're going to make. I mean, wouldn't you agree that these wives should have known going into it that she was probably going to team up with Drita?
Yeah, I think they should have saw that, especially when reports were saying that Brittany already, you know, thought Drita was the best one on the show. She's seen the show a little bit before, and she already, you know, was a fan of Drita. So I think the girl should have seen, like, okay, she's good. We know where she's going.
Yeah. How did you feel about Marissa bringing up this whole OZ and Lee thing?
Yeah.
Did you believe it? Like, do you think that she kind of spun what Karen said into a deeper thing? Or do you think that this is legit?
Yeah, I definitely think she spun into a deeper thing. If he's on parole and she said he's on parole, why would he speak to Lee? It just doesn't make sense. How would there be a conversation unless it was a mutual friend doing the message? But I didn't like that. I didn't think
I don't think Drita would hit below the belt that hard when it comes to their men. I feel like Drita's really loyal when it comes to the guys. She's been there, done that with Lee. She keeps Lee literally out of Mob Wives, period. Yep. Like, why would she, you know, step on eggshells and even bring that up? So, with her point about Karen, like, I have to say, I'm not shying against it.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. So, wait, do you think Marissa is just trying to get under Drita's skin?
I don't think Marissa's stirring a pot. I think Marissa actually has points when she sits down across from someone, and I like Marissa's balls.
Yes.
Because she's not afraid to, like, immediately, even, you know, episodes past when Big Ange had her birthday party, she didn't hesitate going up to Drita, and she didn't hesitate having this meeting again. So I kind of have to side with Marissa on this one. Even though I love Drita, I see where Marissa was coming from.
Definitely.
Bringing this up to her. But do you think that Karen definitely, like, has some kind of, like, longing for Lee still, or desire to have the relationship that Drita and Lee have?
I don't think so. I don't see Karen being
malicious like that.
Malicious and just so involved in their relationship. I think Karen is just in her own space. I think, honestly, the only reason she's talking about it is because they're both, you know, on the same show. But I feel like Karen doesn't talk about Drita and Lee at the nail salon.
How often have we really talked about this love triangle with Drita, Karen, and Lee?
I haven't heard about it since season one,
exactly.
Right? Season one, season two,
so,
a little bit.
Like, history repeats itself, everybody. You know? So, and, like, for them to be so weird towards each other this season, it kind of makes sense.
Nicole
Gamble says, as a girl, I understand why Karen would never get over Drita, the Drita and Lee situation. Drita stole her man and was basically the mistress. No woman would be okay with that. And they are still in the same circle. And I'm a freaking crazy person when it comes to my ex. So, Quinita, I'll give you that. What about you?
You got a point. I don't know. I think after, like, 10 years, like, come on.
Girl. All right.
Give it up.
That's a long 10
years.
So, I feel you on that.
Like, 100%. You know what you could do in 10 years.
Then you're a complete chainsaw psycho.
I'm just saying, if I'm calling my ex or still obsessed, oh, what's my ex doing? You know, I know it's been 15 years, but maybe we still have a chance.
I think I'm going to be that girl.
Please don't.
And to that, I'm going to have to sip of my wine.
I don't want to have to visit Nicole with 20 million cats in her house talking about my ex from 20 years ago. Just had another baby, and now it's supposed to be my child. I don't want to see you, Nicole, like that.
All right, I'll try. Somebody also says, wait, where is it? Kevin Ryan, he says, Karen equals fatal attraction, according to Drita.
Ooh.
Dang, Kevin Ryan. This is a kind of a huge ordeal. We're going to see it play out next week.
Yeah.
The fact that they used those flashbacks, like, boom, 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 to prove Jesus' point, it makes the audience be like, you got a point there, Drita.
Definitely think about it, especially when it's just all you see is Lee, 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 Lee. Like, maybe.
Yeah, they did a good job, you know, swaying the opinion. All right, what else can we talk about? I guess we could jump into Carla and Drita a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Because Carla won't back off. And Carla pretty much thinks that Drita is using Brittany as her bait.
Yeah. I can see where
she stands by that.
Yeah, she definitely does. And I can see where she thinks that because it's, you know, Brittany does mimic a lot of things that Drita says and Drita does. But I think it's more of just, I'm around you, so I'm picking up your habits. Because I do that with some friends, too, where you know, I start speaking Spanish. I don't know how to speak Spanish.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know. I see how Carla can think that, but I think it's just because they're hanging out a lot.
Yeah, like I have a friend who's from the South. She's from Alabama, and she says the weirdest things. And like sometimes I find myself saying them because I spend a lot of time around them.
Exactly.
Like, here's a little tidbit. When girls spend a lot of time around each other, their periods kind of fall on the same. At the same time. It's true, Howard. It's true. Ah. So I'm thinking that Brittany, ooh, that was good. Brittany and Trina, their periods are probably coming along at the same time. So they're just like on the same line. But isn't it funny? Like, it's like Brittany didn't really think that went through inviting the three of them to her fashion show.
I was kind of happy for Brittany for that. I mean, if she does feel like there's some type of beef or there's something there, then it's best just not to keep them there. I thought that was good.
Yeah, well, I mean, good for Karen not sitting next to them, but I would love to see what will happen. Are we going to even see that next week? I couldn't even pay attention to the preview next week because, like, I'm too hung up about Angela. But, yeah. Well, we'll see what plays out with
But speaking of Carla, what do you think about her not being invited to her own child's, you know, yes, the kid's birthday party?
I don't, and how you pointed out, Joe's new wife, Raquel, from, you know, former seasons ago. I mean, that's insane that I even neglected to think about that. But the kids are too young to be talking to their mom like that. They're just so, what do they call them, millennials? Yeah. I mean, I think that Carla, I've seen the way that she communicates with her kids. She kind of lets them talk to her like whatever because of Joe. And he needs to lay down the law a little bit harder so that mommy could be in the picture.
Yes.
Because she looks like a great mom and she's a good looking mom. So she...
I mean, I'm happy you touched on it because I don't want to tell people how to parent their kids, but... No, if I try to talk back to my mom like that...
They're just so young to be saying to mom, like, well, if you're there, you might cause trouble. It's like, damn, you know that much already?
Exactly.
Like, you're so young.
Oh, my gosh. I still believe she should have been there at least for, like, 2 hours. I mean, she did birth these kids. You're giving me the party for.
Right.
So... She could have stayed in the back or she, you know, could have talked to one of the other moms from the school for 2 hours. Give her that.
I wonder how Raquel is as a new wife. Is she jealous? Maybe. Why would the kids say that if they didn't know her demeanor as the new wife?
Right.
You know, like they wouldn't just say that not knowing or overhearing a conversation between maybe Raquel and Joe that she wouldn't want Carla there.
Right. There has to
be
something.
Do you think she's a jealous new wife? Or stepmother, right?
I don't know, because if it is Raquel, she didn't seem that jealous on the TV, on the show, but you never know behind closed doors. I don't think she's overly like, oh, don't bring Carla at all, because she knows when she had Joe, she got a package. So you know you want your man, you know your man comes with the baggage, you have to deal with that baggage. It's now your baggage. You both are traveling with it. Like, get over it.
Some of the fans are pouring in saying, Kevin Ryan saying, Joe had a point that the kids were young when he was in jail, so they never really saw Carla and Joe together. And Queen Nita adds that the kids are disrespectful. They need to live with a black mom for about 2 days. And that would straighten them up. Carla's kids need a nanny. 911.
Carlita, no.
Yeah. Well,
she knows her.
I mean, you know, it's sad that these kids, when they're teens, they just know too much because of the times. Because when I was 13, the cell phones like just were coming out, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like it's a different day and age. They're a little more in tune with what's going on. So
that's true.
I get it.
I don't know.
I get it.
I guess.
But I do feel bad for her as a mom because she.
Yeah, and she seems like she really wants to be involved. Like, she just wants to hang out and have the kids see, like, we can co-parent.
Exactly. You know? And that's definitely important.
Yeah, definitely.
So, hope to see how that plays out, for sure. So, why don't we talk about Angela real quick? I know we opened up with news and gossip, but pertaining to this episode, I mean, us being a part of her doctor's appointment... In this episode, especially after what news broke tonight, is huge.
Right.
That we got to see how it played out. So how do you think or what do you think about Angela in terms of her as a woman going to this appointment alone?
I thought she should have had some type of support system.
Anyone, her sister, right? Her grandchildren, her
neighbor,
Drita,
somebody,
Drita, anyone. But really,
she should have had somebody in that chair, especially when you don't know the outcome. I mean, any doctor's appointment. I know I always bring somebody with me. My family. We always bring each other. So wow. I just felt like you could see a moment where she was really alone. And I think that hurt her even more.
I feel like she wanted to go to that appointment alone. Wanted Neil to be there if he could. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, obviously she would have appreciated somebody being there if they were available. I almost feel like she didn't want that second bad coming of news to hit everybody again and knock them down like a ton of bricks. I feel like she needed to be the only one there to digest it before she revealed it to everybody. Mm-hmm. Hence, when she sat down with Drita and was like, I can't let these people know this again. I can't. People are relying on me.
Right.
How did you feel about her confession to Drita?
I thought it was just very heartwarming.
I just literally wrote, I could cry. Because I couldn't. I was completely engaged in, and I felt her.
Yes.
I felt her emotion, and I felt just how scared she is.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. It's just in that moment of her in the doctor's office, I felt a little bit, a little overwhelmed. And then when she was talking to Drita, I was like, oh, Angela, you're this is just so sad,
Cancer sucks, bottom line, right? Definitely. We can equally say tonight, fuck cancer.
Right.
But to have to go through thank you. But to have to go through it twice.
Yeah.
Relive it after thinking that, it's all gone, it's out, we're going to be tuning into a second surgery. Now, this is where I need, where my journalistic instincts have gone wrong tonight, or that I didn't look up the surgery and how it played out. Do you know anything about the surgery?
Mm-mm, definitely not.
Because I'm thinking she did undergo the surgery, but this post-surgery is what led to this. Now, we can Google it and see.
I wonder if she went through with the chemotherapy, though, right?
Lung cancer surgery. Yeah, which is why her hair is shorter.
Right.
This was back in December, too. And, obviously all these articles right now are posting that she died, which she didn't.
Right.
Okay, cancer surgery did undergo in the fall.
So she went through with the surgery, she went through the chemo, and then what? That's when they found the brain cancer, right?
Yep. Wow. My grandfather died from brain cancer.
Oh, no. Sorry to hear that.
I know. I wasn't alive. It's okay.
Oh.
I never met him.
No.
But, what's the most touching thing, I think, of all for us fans to have her share it with us and be so open about this. And then to top it all off, her relationship ending. I mean, this is huge for audiences to see.
Yeah.
This isn't just, another cancer sob story, which is, it's never is. But what I'm trying to say is there's a lot more detail to this than just the cancer.
Do you think it's too much? Is there a point where she's showing too much of her life?
Well, I think that it's just sad for us to see it. Mm-hmm. And it could take a negative or a positive toll on a person watching. Whether they're going through it or whether they're going through something similar, it might be hard for that person to watch, or it might make them realize what they might be doing wrong in their situation.
Yeah, because I don't know what this maybe had something to do with her depression. I know when Renee was going through her hard time and she was rewatching the season, it kind of triggered a little bit of her depression. So I wonder if Angela.
Yeah, exactly.
If this was, she was watching everything back and she was probably thinking, maybe I shared too much of my life.
Maybe. And even with the bar, the bars.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the bar.
I feel like that was a huge impact on her. Her optimism and her positivity, and then her depression.
Yeah, I think that was.
These are serious things: depression and addictions.
Definitely,
and these mob wives do open up their stories to us, and we've been with them down the road for a while. I mean, this is the last season, and we're at episode 7. I mean, we're definitely in the season, and it's just so sad for us to see it play out like this. Definitely. People against each other, a big woman in the group going through such a sad, sad thing that many people go through. So God bless all the families that suffer from cancer or have lost a loved one through this disease. I mean, it totally sucks. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll wrap up the episode on not a lighter note, but just something a little more fun to talk about. Mm-hmm. How about... well, we covered a lot. Holy crapola. Did we miss anything?
Did we talk about the sit down with Marissa and Drita? Did we talk a little bit more into that?
Yeah. Did you have anything to add to it?
I just love how, like we said in the beginning, now Marissa is just straight.
Bold.
Straight for the throat. Like, she'll get you in your jugular. So, I love that. And I would have liked to seen her name a name, though. I don't like how she said, oh, everybody's just talking about it.
Oh, yeah. It was like, where'd you get that plug from, girl? Exactly. Like, producer whispered that in your ear? Because I was curious myself.
Exactly.
But then when they hit you with the flashbacks, that's how they make you think.
Oh, that's true.
It was Karen. But Karen never came, like, verbatim out what Marissa was saying. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was like, all right, you guys are, like, twisting this up, making us wonder, making us think.
Definitely.
That it's Marissa. That it's Karen.
Yeah, because definitely when Marissa's just like, oh, everybody's talking about how you and...
It's like, well, since when?
Mm-hmm. And Gita kept saying, who's saying that? Who is it? Oh, everyone. No, I need a name.
I can't even believe that she got arrested. She's insane. You would think she would have got arrested from kicking Karen's ass.
I know.
With some stranger over a parking spot. I feel you, Drita, though. My car got egged on Super Bowl Sunday.
No.
And I got fights with my neighbors, so I know all about that.
Oh, no.
Neighbor problems.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the worst.
Luckily, I have nice neighbors, so I'm good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Where do you live?
Oh, like out in the desert.
Out in the desert where people are nice and calm. Exactly. And they have nothing to really be pissed off about.
Exactly. Except the heat.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. But and even then.
What did you think about the fashion? Brittany's
I was wondering what kind of fashion show was that? Like, what was it for?
Why were you dressed
as a gladiator? I'm not positive.
It was like half club, half fashion show.
Yeah. The club was packed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them. Good turnout. Good for the bartenders who were working that night.
Definitely. But
I thought it looked like legit. She looked good. Her photo shoot is where I was like, oh, wow. She's like a legit model.
The photo shoot was something that turned for me. I was like, oh, okay, Brittany, like, you look good.
What do you think of Drita as a makeup artist?
I think she's talented.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
With, like, Drita, the makeup artist, and Renee, the jewelry designer. It's funny to me.
You didn't like the makeup?
I thought it looked good. I'd rather go to like a MAC professional or something like that. I don't know if I would trust Drita with my makeup. No offense, Drita.
Yeah.
You look great, but I don't know about you doing my makeup.
Yeah. You look nice to me.
I love Drita's nickname for Carla, Renee, and Three Amigos. Do you agree with that? That they've been a team this whole season?
They have. They went from literally like hating each other to coming together and just wreaking havoc. So
I don't mind them coming together, though.
Yeah.
Do you like this, or do you feel like you're starting to see something like in cahoots for like a turnout? You know, like for more drama to unfold with this power trio.
Definitely more drama. Yeah. I definitely see more drama. What about you?
Me too. I feel like they have an alliance for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just to say, oh, we're just friends again. Like, no, mm-hmm. you're making this season go round and round and up and down, mm-hmm. and it's important. You know what would be cool? If one of them got in a fight with the other
and then
moved over to, like, Drita's side or something. That would be... That would make us stay engaged for the rest of the season, right?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That'd be TV. That'd be great TV.
And at this point, are you Team Brittany or Team Marissa?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Now, at first I was Team Brittany. Now I'm going to a little flip-flop and be Team Marissa. Yeah. Just because in this episode, I really liked how she was just attacking everything, just going straight forward with everybody. And it was, and I just love how thick her accent is, too. So
I love that accent. Yeah. It reminds me of my cousins, because I have family from kind of like that part of the world. Mm-hmm. It was so funny. So, yes, I'm on board with you. I'm totally Team Marissa. The fans are saying that Marissa is the best. Quinita says that the fashion show looked like something out of the movie The Fifth Element. Have you seen The Fifth Element?
No!
You haven't seen The Fifth Element? Sorry. Oh my god! That is like a classic! Get out. Oh my god!
Just kidding, I'm
with Bruce Willis, right?
Yes.
Yes! Oh, and then like the white jumps. Multipass.
It's a sci-fi movie.
Oh my god. I saw that movie when I was like, how old were we when we came out? Like 9?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my god, when it was so cool great. To get like candy from Blockbuster. And oh my god,
I had crazy memories.
We were like, oh, great movie, let's watch it. We were 9, we just laughed at it the whole time. There's flying cars. You've got to see it,
okay,
Howard.
I'll check into it.
The fans are probably
this,
so upset that you haven't you seen know. It.
I can't, I'm a comedy guy.
It's funny.
Oh, it's funny? Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's got it. Oh, who's the, is that Chris Tucker in it?
Yeah, Chris Tucker.
With the blonde wig?
Yeah, kind of. He has like that roses.
Yeah! Okay, I've seen bits and pieces.
Okay, then,
bits and pieces.
He's like great in that.
And he wears that, like, that cheetah outfit.
That movie makes you younger on drugs. Okay.
The cheetah.
You gotta, like, get high before you see that movie. Okay, now we're jumping off course a little bit. Sorry. Great movie. Thanks for whoever mentioned that. I think it was Quinita. Someone also mentioned that they would like to see Marissa and Nat G go head to head.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be something if they at least brought them back for like 2 episodes. Nat G and Nat D. Oh, I would live for that. That's something I would just be like, wow. Like all the Natties. all the Natalies and Marissa just going head to head. That's good TV.
That'd be great. Marissa... I don't know. She looks like she wouldn't win the fight, but she could, you know?
Yeah.
Who would win, Nat G or Marissa?
I think Marissa. I think she's a little bit more edgier, a little bit around the streets. Really?
I mean, I think I'm only saying Nat G because she's like a little bit more buff.
Oh, yeah.
Just like looks a little bit more like lean. Mm. But that's just from looks. Looks can be deceiving, though. Mm. Just trying to follow up on Twitter and see the latest for Big Ange. If anyone knows anything, please join us on the chat. But I think we've covered it all, Howard.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a great discussion, being that it's just you and me.
I know. We miss you, Blake, Paulina.
Yes, shout out to Blake and Paulina tonight. And, of course, we're going to try to get you guys an interview for next week. Mm-hmm. But why don't we wrap up with our predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, what are we thinking for next week? I don't even remember the preview for next week, to be honest. Maybe it's because we've been drinking.
Cheers.
We are drinking, by the way, because of Big Ange. So cheers to Big Ange. And we'll have a little moment of silence for Big Ange.
Oh, okay.
She'd want it that way.
She would.
All right, what are we thinking? Name like two predictions. It's like you and me. We have to make up for 4.
Okay, so my first prediction is I still see Neil and Big Ange getting back together. I just think they're going to work it out in the next episode, or they're going to have a little heart-to-heart and something there.
Yeah, it would be nice to see some kind of closure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially with everything that's going on. And then my second prediction is when Karen and Drita, I believe they're finally going to meet on the next episode, especially when Brittany tells Karen what Drita's been saying, and Karen's like, oh, you can go suck a, you know, whatever, like that, in the next preview. So I feel like we're at least going to be left off with a cliffhanger in the next episode of them sitting down and talking.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm. I like that. All right, I haven't really thought too hard about this, but I want... I wish I remember the previews. Do you remember him?
Yeah, remember when Britney's in the store with Karen? And she was like, oh, she could suck a blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, then
the one with Big Ange, we're going to see her do her surgery, which I believe, you know, we know is going to go well.
Or she doesn't go through with it, which we haven't completely confirmed yet.
She's going into the hospital.
I would assume she didn't get the surgery because of what's going on literally tonight.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
But that being said, it doesn't mean that if she did get the surgery that things wouldn't. Would or wouldn't work out anyway. You know, it's a 50-50 shot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that we can't completely confirm that to you guys. A couple of you in the chat are saying because the throat cancer surgery was horrible that she didn't want to go through with the lung surgery. So I could agree. Yes, everybody definitely. Also is saying they're Team Marissa all the way. Marissa must be glowing.
I know. Don't glow too much, Marissa.
Oh, the nude modeling show. Thank you, guys. Yes, the nude.
What?
The nude modeling show. I'm jumping from one thing. Yeah. It's in the preview for next week. Oh, that looks fun.
Yeah.
And I love that Angela is laughing and just trying to enjoy the rest of her life. So I'm going to predict positive vibes all the way out from Angela for sure in the last episodes of this season, being that she's fighting for her life because that's what she needs and she needs all around her. I'm also going to predict something going down with Drita and Karen for sure.
Do I think
that they'll throw punches? I hope not. And I don't think so because I feel like all of Drita's aggression has been brought out in this latest parking spot incident. I just feel like Karen and Drita can come to terms with something. It's just so far gone. Why bring it all back again?
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely not.
I don't know how to compare them being friends.
They at least try to be cordial, but I don't see them being like friends again. I guess you just leave that in your teen years. Like, when you were a child, it was great. Now, it's just this whole back and forth, we're friends, we're not friends type of thing. I think it's finally done. Especially with this being the last season, you don't have to be around each other anymore to film.
Yeah. How do you think the reunion's gonna go, then?
Oh.
Especially with Big Ange, I feel like we could see a turnaround with all these ladies. That's another prediction I'll add.
Mm-hmm.
Positive vibes all around for the Mob Wives if they lose their matriarch.
That's a good one.
I'll get a Big Ange tattoo.
Oh,
don't hold me
to
that.
See that.
I don't know how. Maybe a drunken monkey on my knee somewhere.
Oh yeah, somewhere small, little monkey.
Or I'll just always, you know, be tributing Big Ange in some way somehow.
Yeah. You can get the monkey holding a bee and then like an A on the monkey's foot.
Oh, that would be attractive, and then everyone would be like, no, Nicole, no. Quinita says that Karen and Drita need to stop hanging out in the same circle. I feel like they don't hang out unless they're in front of the cameras,
right?
You know,
right.
I mean, it's clearly obvious. We know that Karen's at the hospital tonight with her sister Jen Graziano. I'm assuming that. Drita's there. I'm assuming that Renee is there. You know,
or at least stop by.
Well, yeah, but I have a feeling that the three of them would sit there all night, even if they couldn't be in the room.
Yeah, definitely put the differences to the side.
Yeah, Kevin Ryan is saying in the reunion that he thinks that Ange is only in one segment, and you're probably not far off, Kevin, because she's been going through a lot. So I get it.
Right.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in tonight at AfterBuzz TV. What a crazy, crazy, insane episode to have following the news with Big Ange. Please hashtag ABTV Mob Wives to join the conversation. And hashtag Big Ange tonight and just send out your support for her. Go to her GoFundMe page. You know, definitely, even if you donate a dollar, right? It's all that counts. And hopefully, you know, whatever happens, this money will go towards something great and continue the fight for cancer. So, Howard, where can everyone find you?
Yes, you can find me Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard the Third. That's Howard the 3RD. And of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com.
And you can follow me at Nicole Brazier on all the social media outlets in the world. Catch me next on Suits. We'll be recapping the Suits USA show tonight. Once again, prayers for Big Ange all around. Thanks for tuning into Mob Wives tonight. We will be back next week, and we love you guys so much. And most importantly, Big Ange. So prayers all
love
around.
Love you, Big Ange.
Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.